I have a very cute little dog. I have a little golden retriever, and I was taking it for a walk, and this woman comes up to us, and she's like, "How are you, little doggy?" And she's like, "Well, what's your name, little doggy? How old are you? You ever been to London, little doggy?" And I'm like, it doesn't speak English. And my dog goes, "The hell I don't." I got a talking magic dog. Had. I'm gonna kill it now that that joke's not working so good. Crazy thing happened to me before I killed my dog. No, okay. I wish that my dreams would come true. I wish that my dreams could predict the future, as we all do. And the truth is, they kind of do. Because what happens is sometimes I'll have a dream, and then just the next day, I'll act it out. You know, which is why so often you can find me by my old junior high with no pants. And the thing is that in the dream world, it's very, very embarrassing. But in real life, it's illegal. So. There's a lot of sweet-ass cultures in the world, a lot of different cultures. And there's some cultures where something we would think of as rude there is considered great, like, you know, like belching at dinner means you like dinner. And I think that's great, and I kind of want to adopt that for myself, where I do stuff and people are just like, "Oh, you don't understand, that's his culture." You know, and people are like, "Oh, Eugene is a very natural people." And his way of saying thank you is to get drunk and not go to work. I'm Jewish, and man, nobody's clapping for any. No, I know, now that's weird. They're like, "Jews want to be clapped at." That's gonna be the headline in some like weird like, "Jews need clapping to feel even better. It's not enough to be chosen by God to be the most special people in the world. Now they want applause." And a lot of people know that, you know, Jews control like media and banks and stuff. And but the truth is, there's a lot of other things that Jews control that people don't really know about. Like, you know how when you go to a carnival and you have to be a certain height to go on a ride? Jews decide that height. That is absolutely nothing to do with safety. It's just us flexing our magical Semitic muscles. Pulling strings where strings don't need to be pulled. Don't cross us, Goyim. I'm glad I have. Now there's a lot of quotes that can be pulled for articles like, "Crazy Jew on the. Gotta go."